You are what you eat. What's up, my people? How you doing today? You are what you eat. Motivation. Thank you so much for tuning in, all right? Today we're talking about that. You are what you eat, okay? You are what you eat, okay, my people? And also, what do you need to succeed? What do you need to succeed? That's what we're going to be talking about today, all right?
Only teacher. Say you altered your breathing patterns. What do you mean?
Cold is my only teacher.
And the breathing, when you say you altered your breathing patterns, like what do you mean exactly?
Like when I went in at a certain point, I knew how to be, you know, very relaxed going in, then let the cold impact go within, and then begin breathing deeper. And then a certain dance between the cold and your breath begins to start up, begins to charge your body. And after 25 breaths like that, very conscious in the cold is a force and it has its impact, and you go along with the cold and what it does in the on the physiology, and you use your breathing. Now I know what happens physiologically, but then, those days, it was all by feeling.
And well, after, what does happen physiologically?
You become fully charged. The carbon dioxide goes out. O2 begins to roam freely throughout the body and fills up every cell, and the pH levels go up.
Now, when you say you altered your breathing, what you're showing me here is just breathing in and breathing out. Like, what's specifically different about that than normal breathing?
The way I used it was like after 25 breaths, was so fully charged, I could stay like 5 to 7 minutes under the ice every time, very controlled. And that means that there is not only a whole lot of oxygen inside the body in the, but the pH levels go up. Now this, and later on, I began to understand by science, by thinking about it, and deducting and all that. I saw that that we are able to tap into the brainstem, the adrenaline. We showed lying in bed people producing more adrenaline. Now I know how to show to people just in a couple of days. That means every listener right now is able to do that. So we have proven this scientifically. And it showed that people lying in bed were able to produce more adrenaline than somebody in fear going for its first bungee jump.
Bungee jump. And but you're still, I'm still confused as to how you're doing anything differently other than deep breathing. You're taking a deep breathe in and a deep breathe out. And
no, we retent from breathing after exhalation.
Retent?
We stop breathing after exhalation.
So once breathe in, like, well, show me the method. Like,
if you go with me,
all right,
30 times.
Okay.
Let go.
Okay.
Fully in. Once again, fully in, letting go, right on, fully in, but letting go, not fully out, just letting go, but fully in, once again, and once again, come on, don't hesitate, give it, it's about changing the chemistry right now in your body.
So if you become
lightheaded, and at a certain point, you're so fully charged, and the pH levels go to a very high level, you're able to stay without air in the lung for minutes. Just keep on. The feeling is understanding. Go on. And deeply in. Letting go. Deeply in. Letting go. Deeply in. Letting go. 10 times more. Deeply in, letting go. Deeply in, letting go. I'm gonna time it. Letting go. Deeply in, letting go. Give it fully. Take him in, letting go. Take him in, letting go. Take him in, letting go. No hesitation. I do this with Overeem as well, and he feels wonderful. Take him in, fully letting go. Okay, five times more. Deeply in, letting go. Deeply in, letting go. Deeply in, letting go. Two times more. Letting go and stop. Just stop. Witness. Without air in the lungs, you are able to stay much more than normally. Why? Because we changed your chemistry. Carbon dioxide went out, O2 went up, filled up all the cells, and the pH levels go up. Then we are able to tap into the central nervous system, and at the end we got the brainstem, and that's the place of the pineal gland, hypothalamus, pituitary gland, and the pineal gland makes the secretion of adrenaline in dangerous situations. Normally we do not get into it because of our shallow breathing, but this is the way to get into the most primitive part, the reptilian brain, without many difficulties, and fend off bacteria getting better into the endocrine systems. We'll talk about it later. You're past 110 in minutes, and you're still on. That shows that the capacity to fill yourself up with oxygen is a lot more than we normally use. And as we do not use it, we are not making a use of the full capacity of our physiology. Now we found out we got a different layers and we never use it. And this is the way to learn to use it, to tap in and bang into the primitive brain, into the endocrine systems, immune systems, the way nature has meant it to be. Everybody is able to do one.
All right, my people, so there you have it from the Iceman. Make sure you check him out, okay, the Iceman. I'll make sure his name is Wim Hof, okay? And we got the Wim Hof breathing method. And my people, listen. Even before he started talking about this, my people, even coming up in the martial arts practice, you know, I just got really excited listening to this, because coming up in the martial arts practice, I was learning so many wonderful things about visualization, breathing deeply, and also believing deeply. Okay, my people, you know, me, you know, I'm a believer in Christ. And even when I was listening to the Iceman, he was saying this also, that one has to get out of religion, my people, because religion will limit you. All right, my people, any institution that tell you that you cannot do, anybody that tell you that you cannot, listen, you can do all things in Christ. Okay, in Christ. All right, so my people, aside from the air, it's about the prayer. Aside from the air, which is the H2O flow, it's about you believing, my people, okay? And as you search the scripture, like I said, this helps me a lot in my martial arts training, a whole lot. When I came to the realization that I can do all things in Christ, you know what I'm saying? I take in the air. Or also have to have the discipline to stay away from those things that'll slow down the air. Okay, shallow breathing. Okay, a little believing. Let me say that again. Shallow breathing and also a little believing. Because you can't have one foot in, one foot out. And that's called being lukewarm. Okay, that's called you being comfortable and you being in a comfortable state instead of in the faith state. Okay, you're in the comfort zone instead of being in the faith zone. So my people, once again, just a little experience, just a little of my experience. I was able to accomplish a lot, not only with my mentor, but aside from him, always believing what my parents always told me about the God in me, okay, who made everything. Okay, he's not up in the sky, so don't look for a pie in the sky. Okay, my people, make sure you continue to look within. The kingdom of heaven is within. Okay, my people, keep on tapping in. Don't forget to hit me up. Let me know what you need, my people. Okay, let me know what you need to succeed, and we're going to do this together. Don't forget, everything is connected. Peace. My email, MasterTYE29@Hotmail. My other one, MasterTYE811@gmail.com. It's right there in the description. And if you're on the Instagram, it is MasterTYE29.
And I meant.
Because depression came in. She became psychotic. Different personalities. Such a beautiful woman. So open. The mother of my kids. My love. 15 years later. Planet. But you're here as a father of children to bring purpose. Which is dealing with all the organs on an atomic nervous system level. And it was big.
And that means
to the cold, his body just physically reacts differently from a lot of other people.
Right now, I'm holding a 26 Guinness World Record, and all related to extreme cold. My records range from staying in the ice for 1 hour 53 minutes in direct contact with the ice, running fastest half marathon barefoot, climbing Kilimanjaro in record time in shorts, swimming underneath the ice for the longest distance.
Lim is a very special person. He has an aura to him that is very positive energy, but what you can see when he begins to breathe, he has the ability to focus his mind and body together in a higher function than most can do.
I created a method. The components are breathing, mindset, and cold exposure. Gradual, non-forced cold exposure. And that's to optimize the mind-body connection.
Wim has figured out ways, namely through breath work and through exposure to cold, to take conscious control over aspects of his physiology that, for most people, they simply can't tune into and control.
The cold, my warm friend, it brings about a whole lot of more energy, and that, together with breathing, makes you so powerful. But then you lose your wife, and it all rumbles down. Four children out with my wife, and I was to be with her forever. She was the love of my life. She died. She suicided. It's a black hole within yourself. It breaks your heart, and you don't know why, but the train of a daily life is going on, and you gotta catch up, otherwise you lose it. So I had to be there for my children. And yes, we created a new nest. My children made me survive in that time, but nature healed my wounds. The cold gave me a direct understanding of deeper breathing and how to heal a broken heart. Then I went and did all kinds of remarkable challenges. Apparently, they found it very remarkable and great and spectacular. So I came in contact with television. One after the other, they challenged me more. Hey, go swim 50 meters under the ice. Go swim 100 meters under the ice. Climb Mount Everest in shorts. That led up that the scientists became curious. Hey, what this man is doing is not possible physiologically.
The science of what Wim Hof Method does is one of the primary interests of my lab now, because it is so powerful, and we believe it will also hold.
Come on, Mike!
Okay, guys. I want to thank y'all for coming out today to listen to this, all right? To be a part of this. We're doing a Hosanna challenge today, a Hosanna push-up challenge, all right? And if you're going to participate, I know you're going to participate because health is wealth and movement is medicine. And we're still talking about what you need to succeed, my people, all right? And we're going to do in a Hosanna push-up challenge, my people, is we're going to be able to do this push-up challenge, okay? It's a Hosanna push-up challenge because whatever we need to succeed, we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. Let me just give you the scripture. I can do all things in Christ, my people, okay? So put on the other episode about Reverend Ike, all right, who taught us this, all right? And there's so many other people that's teaching us this, all right, my people? But we just got to remember, we got to acknowledge the power of Christ, the purpose of Christ in all ways, okay? And listen, each and every day, we got to be able to acknowledge the Christ within, the kingdom is within. So let's continue to talk about this. The Hosanna push-up challenge, my people, I'm going to leave my information inside the description. Make sure you reach out to me so that you can get that push-up challenge done. You can take a quick video of yourself. I'll leave all the rules there, my people, and we're going to have a lot of fun, all right? So let's get ready to talk about this. I got a quick video here by one of the greatest preachers and teachers, Reverend Ike. So make sure you get your mind right. And whatever you need to do, my people, we're going to make sure that you get it done. Here we go.
And you see, you come to that ultimate realization, and Dr. McCarthy is going to put this on the screen. The ultimate realization that brings money to you. Here it is. I am money. You see, I am is God. And whatever you add to I am, you become. Whatever you add to I am is added unto you. Did you get it? I'm going to have you repeat it after me. I am is God. Whatever you add to I am, you become. Whatever you add to I am is added unto you. That's why we're told in the commandments, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. The theologians have no idea what that means. Every time you add something negative to I am, you take the name of the Lord in vain. This is why the mystic in the scriptures teaches us, let the weak say, I am strong. If you don't understand that, you will think that you're being told to lie. But you see, it does not say, let the weak say, I am weak. Why? Because I am weak is not the truth, it is a lie. That's the lie. Another song on our Don't You Ever Sing That In Here is that I am weak, but thou art strong. You have just cursed. The dirtiest, lowest curse, you have taken the name of the Lord in vain. And of course, the name of the Lord is the nature of the law. Now listen to the rest of the commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. What does it mean? If you say, I am weak, the Lord of the law will give you weakness. That is the nature of the law. Let me hear you say, that is the nature of the law. You see, we've got to come to understand God and the Lord as principle. Now, this is what the theologians don't want you all to get a hold of. You know, the Ten Commandments are not just a bunch of thou shalt nots because God wanted to stop you from having fun. Thou shalt not commit adultery, he wanted to stop you from catching AIDS. Well, now let me stop meddling and go back to teaching. There's a reason. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Every time you say, I am, you take the name of the Lord. Every mind takes the name of the Lord when it says, I am. Let me hear everybody say, I am.
I am.
Now you're taking the name of the Lord. You have taken it. Now what are you going to do with it? Don't mess it up. I remember down south, we always said, and the older people always said to us, don't play with God. You see, people are unconscious of their power. Regardless of who you are, regardless of whether you know what you're doing or not, every mind takes the name of the Lord. Every mind takes the name of the Lord. Whenever you think consciously or subconsciously or unconsciously, I am, you take the name of the Lord. You are dealing with the nature of the law. You are dealing with the nature of divine principle. And you are going to get a reaction. According to the nature of what you add to I am.
Okay, my people, so I hope you're digging in so that you can be able to have more success, my people. Have more success, okay? And don't forget, my people, I just need to say this. All right, I learned this a while back when I was in training from Tony Robbins, okay? And it's kind of the same thing. And here's the situation. You're going to get a result, okay? And if you don't like that result, okay, all you got to do is do something different so you get a different result, okay? You got to watch your mouth. You know, and Reverend Ike taught us this. You got to watch your mouth. You got to watch what you see and what you say about yourself. My people, listen, health is wealth. And if you're not speaking health, that means you're not speaking life. Okay? And we know Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And this is what the Messiah was teaching us. The Messiah was teaching us that this is a mindset. This is an attitude. And this is what I share with my fitness group. It's not all about the movement, but it's about the mental movement. You cannot move your body, whatever stretch, yoga stretch, power flex that you do, kickboxing flex, okay? Even if you're doing the funk master flex, whatever you're doing, my people, it cannot be done without the mind. So as Reverend Ike would say, don't use your behind power, use your mind power, okay? And once again, as I shared in my other episode, Bruce Lee told us the same thing. 90% mental agility, 10% physical agility, my people. So make sure you keep tapping in so that you can continue to win, my people. All right? Don't forget to hit me up so you can get your free goodies. I got about two or three that I want to give you, okay, for the first 20. All right, for the first 20 people to hit me, okay, to contact me on the email. I'll be leaving it in the description, okay? I got to get over here and do those push-ups. And don't forget also to get that Hosanna push-up challenge, okay? I'll be sending it over to you. Hit me on the messenger, instant messenger. Or you can contact me by the email, okay? Or even on the Instagram, okay? Don't forget about that power of the I am. Peace and love. The air. That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode, my people. This was a great fight scene here with in the Matrix with Neo and Morpheus. And once again, that was a great question. Do you think that's air that you breathe in? I want to talk to you today, my people, because we talked about this in another episode about the essence of breathing, the essence of stretching. Okay, so let me ask you again: is that air that you breathing? Okay, my people, because that which you are breathing is only that which they taught you that you were breathing. Okay, what if they never taught you that you were breathing anything? Similar to what Morpheus just told Neo in the Matrix. So I need to ask you, is that really air that you're breathing? What if they told you that wasn't air you was breathing? That was nothing. What if they told you that it was just an illusion? Most likely you will be believing it, right? Because listen, indoctrination, I hope I said it right. Right. That is real. You know, a system of beliefs that one gets in whatever society they're born in, okay? Listen, that thing is real, because we know that people perception, you know, what we perceive is what we believe. You know what I'm saying? So as we start to talk about this breathing, the essence, we have to go back to the source. Okay, my people. I want to talk to you today because even when I talk to my young students, I tell them this. I show them this. Okay? Let me give you one example. Everybody say it with me. Go back to the source. Okay? So, how do we go back to the source? Real simple. The other episode, I talked about the Iceman. He told you how he went back to the source. Okay? There was a missing component, but, you know what I'm saying, he was getting close, okay? Some people like to get hot. You know, if you study, shout out to Master Chief, you know, he uses the sun. You know what I'm saying? Nature Boy, he uses the sun, okay? Reverend Knight, he uses the Son of God, okay? Christ, okay? And I want to talk to you what I share with my students. Whenever you're trying to deliver power, because this is all about the power and the purpose. Whenever you're trying to deliver power, do you think it's your hand that's giving them the power? Just like what I asked you about the air. And Neo was being educated about the air. Where is the power coming from? Of course, they're going to say their hands because they're looking with their eyes. And we're taught that, listen, you can't walk by your sight. You got to walk by faith. So I showed them how the power, the energy is coming from, that's right, the leg power, the legs. Similar to the effect I tell them of pushing a car. If you're pushing that car right now, where is the power coming from? And the power is just not coming from the legs, but the power is coming from the air. Now, what if the power is not just coming from the air? Then the power most likely is coming from your mind. That's right, my people, mind power. And we talked about that, so I'm not going to go too much into that because we talked about this in the other episode. But my people, the essence of stretching, okay? The essence of breathing, the essence of thought. And we're going to, listen, we got to get to the source, okay, my people? Because if we don't get to the source, we're going to be in some source of religion, you know, in some sort of religion. And we don't want that. Everybody say these three words with me. No rules. No theology, okay? No rules, no laws, no theology. That's what I'm going to tell you. If you want more, if you want to know what I mean, then I need you to reach out to me and I will tell you more about that. But just in case you need a tip, none of that got nothing to do with Christ. There's only one law. That's the law of love, okay? But let's listen about that law of love, that law of the mind.
Absolutely nothing. I don't know what got hold to me this morning. Something's on me this morning. I was teaching some young men the other day. Can I just give you a 5-minute little seminar? I was teaching some young men the other day, and I was teaching them about the power of a thought. The power of a thought. And how I evolved into teaching them on the power of a thought is that I was teaching them about corporations. I said, a corporation is not a building. IBM can move to another building and there's still IBM. A corporation is not a person. The founder and the president can die and the company can still exist. So if a corporation is not a building and it is not a person, the third thing it is not a product. It is not a product. It can exist without the product. It can change from one product to the other and continue to exist. So if it's not a product and it's not a person and it's not a premise, not property, what is a corporation literally? It's a thought.
Yes, sir.
A corporation is so real that if I set up a corporation and you enter into that corporation with me, the very fact that I set up a corporation means that you can't sue me. You have to sue the corporation because the corporation is an entity unto itself. But a corporation is a thought. And then I took it a step further. I said the Potter's House is not a building. We could leave this building. They could have this building, but they couldn't have the church. The church is not defined by a building. The Potter's House is not a building. The Potter's House is not a man. I could die and the Potter's House could continue right on. The Potter's House is not a man. It's a thought. It's an idea. It's a conviction. It's a premise. I said that to say to them, can I take it a step further with you? For the last 300 years, if you would imagine yourself 300 years back from where you are right now, you would be about in the 1700s or so. How many things would disappear out of your life? Cars gone, television gone, phones gone, electricity gone, refrigerators gone, microwaves gone, cell phones gone. Look at all the fabrics that would be gone, polyesters gone, blends gone. Look at all the stuff that would be gone. In 300 years, almost everything you call normal happened in the last 300 years, which is a short time out of the thousands of years of our existence. It all happened within the last 300 years. It was ideas bursting at the seams, ideas and concepts creating fabrics. Fabrics and concepts. And maybe we take this seed, we can produce a hybrid, and here comes the peanut, and here comes the phone, and here comes electricity, and here comes all of this stuff born out of fertile minds. Are you following what I'm saying? What scares me about this generation right now is that we are going into a dumbing down of ideas. We don't feed our minds anything. We don't invigorate ourselves anymore. Everything in every genre, music everywhere else, television, it's gone down to nothing. Just reality TV. We sit up for hours to watch people act a fool. So the people who study to do the arts and to do dance and to do drama are searching for a job. While Yanente and Tuku is sitting up in front of the camera, we got people in our generation who are famous for nothing. They don't do anything. They don't produce anything. They don't have anything. They're just famous. Famous because you cute. So it is the dumbing down of ideas. And when ideas stop, economy stops, creativity stops, buildings, corporations all stop because everything happens that's important to you between this year and this year. You are one thought away from a great reformation in your life, one thought away from being a millionaire, one thought from overcoming, one thought from starting a ministry, one thought from building a business, one thought for the cure for AIDS is one thought away. The cure for cancer is one thought away. You serve the Lord with your mind. You serve humanity with your mind. If you sow into the kingdom, you're not asking God to give you money. What is money? Give me a thought. Give me an idea. Give me a strategy. Give me a plan. You are one thought away from the greatest experience you have ever had in your life. Do you have the courage to think? Because if you can think, you can change. You can move. You can evolve. You can grow. You can become. You are one. idea away. Your credit is not a problem. Your house is not a problem. Your car is not a problem. Your situation is not a problem. Your thoughts are the problem. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Nothing. Woo, that was deep. That was deep. So, shout out once again. Want to give a shout out, special shout out to Bishop Jakes, you know, the Potter's House. And that was a quick, you know, a sermon that he did about the power of a thought, my people. And that's where it's at. You know, as we want to change, as we want to change things, we got to remember change means to renew the mind. To renew the mind, the deeper mind. And once we renew the mind, renew the thinking, renew the thoughts, renew the stinking thinking. Listen, when we change those things, it's just like changing you drinking sugar to now you drinking water, the healthy water. And what happens? Then you get a difference in your physiology and the way you think and the way you move and the way you feel. Everything changes. When you change the hybrid food to the original food from source that you need to eat, you're going to get the same, listen, you're going to get the same result. You change it, something gonna change. You get a different result. Okay, that's a formula. It's a formula that works. So my people, once again, that was a great sermon from Bishop Jakes about what we're talking about today. Keep going back, okay? You know, some people have the other idea. Don't go back. You know what I'm saying? The Messiah said that. Once people got cleaned up, he told them don't go back. Because sometimes what we do, we go back, we backslide, we go backwards, we do the moonwalk, you know what I'm saying? We're going backwards. People, don't go back. When you make that change for yourself, for your family, all right, my people, when you make that change, don't go back, okay, my people? Because you don't want, listen, you want everything. You want everything that you deserve. Listen, you deserve to be wealthy and healthy. So, my people, I hope you enjoyed this message today. And make sure you hit me up if you need today. It's a special day. I'm giving out something very, I'm going to be sending you an email letter about the mind, okay? And I also want to be able to send you also some healing therapy, okay? Because you got to get that therapy, my people. Keep the stress down. You got my email in the description, MasterTYE29 on Instagram, and the rest will be in the description. So go now, and I'll give that to you. Peace and love.
Anything to do with my muscles in this place. You think that's air you're breathing now?
The air. That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode, my people. This was a great fight scene here with in the Matrix with Neo and Morpheus. And once again, that was a great question. Do you think that's air that you breathe in? I want to talk to you today, my people, because we talked about this in another episode about the essence of breathing, the essence of stretching, okay? So let me ask you again, is that air that you're breathing, okay, my people? Because that which you are breathing is only that which they taught you that you were breathing, okay? What if they never taught you that you were breathing anything? Similar to what Morpheus just told Neo in the Matrix. So I need to ask you, is that really air that you're breathing? What if they told you that that wasn't air you was breathing? That was nothing. What if they told you that it was just an illusion? Most likely you will be believing it, right? Because, listen, indoctrination, I hope I said it right. Right. That is real. You know, a system of beliefs that one gets in whatever society they're born in, okay? Listen, that thing is real, because we know that people perception You know, what we perceive is what we believe. You know what I'm saying? So as we start to talk about this breathing, the essence, we have to go back to the source. Okay, my people? I want to talk to you today because even when I talk to my my young students, I tell them this. I show them this. Okay? Let me give you one example. Everybody say it with me. Go back to the source. Okay? So how do we go back to the source? Real simple. The other episode, I talked about the Iceman. He told you how he went back to the source. Okay? There was a missing component, but, you know what I'm saying? He was getting close. Okay? Some people like to get hot. You know, if you study, shout out to Master Chief, you know, he uses the sun. You know what I'm saying? Nature Boy, he uses the sun. Okay? Reverend Knight, he uses the Son of God. Okay? Christ. Okay? And I want to talk to you what I share with my students. Whenever you're trying to deliver power, because this is all about the power and the purpose. Whenever you're trying to deliver power, do you think it's your hand that's giving them the power? Just like what I asked you about the air. And Neil was being educated about the air. Where is the power coming from? Of course, they're going to say their hands because they're looking with their eyes. And we're taught that, listen, you can't walk by your sight. You got to walk by faith. So I showed them how the power, the energy is coming from, that's right, the leg power, the legs. Similar to the effect I told them of pushing a car. If you're pushing that car right now, where is the power coming from? And the power is just not coming from the legs, but the power is coming from the air. Now, what if the power is not just coming from the air? Then the power most likely is coming from your mind. That's right, my people, mind power. And we talked about that, so I'm not going to go too much into that because we talked about this in the other episode. But my people, the essence of stretching, okay? The essence of breathing, the essence of thought. And we're going to, listen, we got to get to the source, okay, my people? Because if we don't get to the source, we're going to be in some source of religion, you know, in some sort of religion, and we don't want that. Everybody say these three words with me. No rules, no theology, okay? No rules, no laws, no theology. That's what I'm going to tell you. If you want more, if you want to know what I mean, then I need you to reach out to me and I will tell you more about that. But just in case you need a tip, none of that got nothing to do with Christ. There's only one law. That's the law of love, okay? But let's listen about that law of love, that law of the mind.
God, take nothing and make something out of it. Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. I don't know what God held to me this morning. Something's on me this morning. I was teaching some young men the other day. Can I just give you a 5-minute little seminar? I was teaching some young men the other day, and I was teaching them about the power of a thought. The power of a thought. And how I evolved into teaching them on the power of a thought is that I was teaching them about corporations. I said, a corporation is not a building. IBM can move to another building and there's still IBM. A corporation is not a person. The founder and the president can die and the company can still exist. So if a corporation is not a building and it is not a person, the third thing it is not a product. It is not a product. It can exist without the product. It can change from one product to the other and continue to exist. So if it's not a product and it's not a person and it's not a premise, not property, what is a corporation literally? It's a thought.
Yes, sir.
A corporation is so real that if I set up a corporation and you enter into that corporation with me, the very fact that I set up a corporation means that you can't sue me. You have to sue the corporation because the corporation is an entity unto itself. But a corporation is a thought. And then I took it a step further. I said the Potter's house is not a building. We could leave this building. They could have this building, but they couldn't have the church. The church is not defined by a building. The Potter's house is not a building. The Potter's house is not a man. I could die, and the Potter's house could continue right on. The Potter's house is not a man. It's a thought. It's an idea. It's a conviction. It's a premise. I said that to say to them, can I take it a step further with you? For the last 300 years, if you would imagine yourself 300 years back from where you are right now, you would be about in the 1700s or so. How many things would disappear out of your life? Cars gone, television gone, phones gone, electricity gone, refrigerators gone, microwaves gone, cell phones gone. Look at all the fabrics that would be gone, polyesters gone, blends gone. Look at all the stuff that would be gone. In 300 years, almost everything you call normal happened in the last 300 years, which is a short time out of the thousands of years of our existence. It all happened within the last 300 years. It was ideas bursting at the seams, ideas and concepts creating fabrics. Fabrics and concepts, and maybe if we take this seed and this seed, we can produce a hybrid, and here comes the peanut, and here comes the phone, and here comes electricity, and here comes all of this stuff born out of fertile minds. Are you following what I'm saying? What scares me about this generation right now is that we are going into a dumbing down of ideas. We don't feed our minds anything. We don't invigorate ourselves anymore. Everything in every genre, music everywhere else, television, it's gone down to nothing. Just reality TV. We sit up for hours to watch people act a fool. So the people who study to do the arts and to do dance and to do drama are searching for a job. While Fianente and Tuku is sitting up in front of the camera, we got people in our generation who are famous for nothing. They don't do anything, they don't produce anything, they don't have anything. They're just famous. Famous because you're cute. So it is the dumbing down of ideas. And when ideas stop, economy stops, creativity stops, buildings, corporations all stop, because everything happens that's important to you between this year and this year. You are one thought away from a great reformation in your life. One thought away from being a millionaire. One thought from overcoming. One thought from starting a ministry. One thought from building a business. One thought for the cure for AIDS is one thought away. The cure for cancer is one thought away. You serve the Lord with your mind. You serve humanity with your mind. If you sow into the kingdom, you're not asking God to give you money. What is money? Give me a thought. Give me an idea. Give me a strategy. Give me a plan. You are one thought away from the greatest experience you have ever had in your life. Do you have the courage to think? Because if you can think, you can change, you can move, you can evolve, you can grow, you can become. You are one idea away. Your credit is not a problem, your house is not a problem, your car is not a problem, your situation is not a problem, your thoughts are the problem. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
That was deep. That was deep. So shout out once again. Want to give a shout out, special shout out to Bishop Jakes, you know, the Potter's House. And that was a quick, you know, a sermon that he did about the power of a thought, my people. And that's where it's at. You know, as we want to change, as we want to change things, we got to remember change means to renew the mind. To renew the mind, the deeper mind. And once we renew the mind, renew the thinking, renew the thoughts, renew the stinking thinking. Listen, when we change those things, it's just like changing you drinking sugar to now you drinking water, the healthy water. And what happens? Then you get a difference in your physiology and the way you think and the way you move and the way you feel. Everything changes. When you change the hybrid food to the original food from source that you need to eat, you're going to get the same, listen, you're going to get the same result. You change it, something going to change. You get a different result, okay? That's a formula. It's a formula that works. So my people, once again, that was a great sermon from Bishop Jakes about what we're talking about today. keep going back, okay? You know, some people have the other idea. Don't go back. You know what I'm saying? The Messiah said that. Once people got cleaned up, he told them, don't go back. Because sometimes what we do, we go back. We backslide. We go backwards. We do the moonwalk. You know what I'm saying? We're going backwards. People, don't go back. When you make that change for yourself, for your family, all right, my people? When you make that change, don't go back. Okay, my people? Because you don't want, listen, you want everything. You want everything that you deserve. Listen, you deserve to be wealthy and healthy. So, my people, I hope you enjoyed this message today. And make sure you hit me up if you need. Today, it's a special day. I'm giving out something. I'm going to be sending you an email letter about the mind, okay? And I also want to be able to send you also some healing therapy, okay? Because you got to get that therapy, my people. Keep the stress down. You got my email in the description, MasterTYE29 on Instagram, and the rest will be in the description. So go now, and I'll give that to you. Peace and love.